Welcome to your daily devotional, July 26th. False teachers among you. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. There have always been false religious teachers plying their trades. And this continues today, even within the professing Church of Jesus Christ. There are always folks who will try to infiltrate God's church for motives of satisfying personal pride and ambition, and/or for personal financial gain. Any minister who comes in with the stated goal of getting paid should be red flagged. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. The end of these evil folks is eternal destruction, but the sadder thing is that many will follow their destructive ways. The true church and the true believers in Bible-believing churches must be vigilant. The best way to combat false teaching is to know the truth of God's Word, learn correct Bible doctrine, and promote the true gospel. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. A worker does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. If folks come to you with destructive doctrines which question the person of Christ regarding either his deity or his humanity, or destructive doctrines which adulterate the gospel, such as teaching the necessity of baptism or speaking in tongues for salvation, reject them. It is the old gospel that saves, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Further, anyone who denies the reality of the bodily resurrection, or teaches a salvation based on works, let him be accursed. Finally, be on guard against subtle dilutions of the faith in your life and in your church, and in its circles, ministries, and, if applicable, although I personally do not subscribe to them, denominational authorities. False teaching starts small, so put out the fire of false teaching as soon as it rears its ugly head. Again, your best defense is a prayerful communion with God and a strong working knowledge of all of God's Word.